discuss today a little bit about the topic of Techeles, that blue string one puts on one's tzitzis. The Torah tells us, we read every day in Shema, about the mitzvah of Techeles. There's a mitzvah in our Torah of tzitzis, and in addition, part of the mitzvah of tzitzis, we have the mitzvah of Techeles. So let's discuss that for a little bit. So it goes.
So it goes. They record me also.
Absolutely.
So
the Ravina Rebbe, and in fact a lot of Hasidim who wear the Techeles today, he said we're getting close to the time of the Mashiach. Mashiach's coming soon.
That's true. We're getting closer. I don't know when it's coming. We're getting closer.
Every day.
Every minute.
And then so they mechakek. So therefore he says, how's it going to be? The Mashiach's going to come. We're going to build the Beit HaMikdash. And then we're going to start draying around looking for Techeles. Let's go find Techeles now.
What happened to the ones who say
Aaron, what's Techeles?
The blue thread.
Oh. What does it say? Come down from heaven.
Yeah, so whoever it's going
to
be.
You don't have to worry about it then.
The Machlokes, Rashi, and Rambam, whoever it's going to. Whether the Beit HaMikdash will be rebuilt through a miracle, Be'esh Yibaneh, or we assume it won't be. However it comes down, he says we're going to need the Techeles to do the Kohen has to wear the big day kahuna. And therefore, we better find the Techeles now, so when the Kohanim want to do the Avodah, we're ready. However,
another miracle, the snail will go right up to the
So by tzitzis, so by big day kahuna, you don't have an option. If you don't have the techeles, there is no mitzvah. You can't use the big day kahuna. So until you find the techeles, we can't do the avoda in the Beis HaMikdash.
That means they had techeles
they could have made a lot of techeles and had, but they couldn't. You need, in order to do the work, in order to put on the big day kahuna, you need techeles.
In other words, they did the techeles up to the pig that stuck in
exactly.
The wall.
So therefore, either the past 900 to 1,000 years, whenever the last time it was. Yeah, whatever it is, you can figure out whatever the years are. But in that area. No, because they're wearing techeles even after the Beis HaMikdash. The Amoraim, and they were even wearing techeles, it seems, even after the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed.
Wearing it right now.
Yeah, okay, that's the question if they're wearing it now. So they point out that when it comes to tzitzis, that's a different story. The Mishnah says in Menachos, HaTecheles, it's a machlokes in the Mishnah actually, whether HaTecheles ma'akev is halavan or not, whether having the blue string is an obstacle in performing the mitzvah of tzitzis. One opinion says yes, another opinion says no. We paskin, we could do the mitzvah of tzitzis even without the Techeles. Albeit the Baal HaMor disagreed. Baal HaMor never wore tzitzis. He said there is no mitzvah of tzitzis without tchelet. In fact, that seems to be the minhag of most of Klal Yisrael. I say most of the Jews today follow the Baal HaMor, that they don't wear tzitzis.
Not the religious Jews, not the Shomer Shabbos.
Right, I say the observant Jews do not follow the Baal HaMor, but at least the others follow the Baal HaMor. He said there's no mitzvah, they probably never heard of tzitzis to begin with. But either way, the Baal HaMor never wore tzitzis, apparently. Cause
it's hard for me to believe that.
It's hard for Rav Salvation to believe that, and the fact he wasn't buried in a talus. But either way, the bottom line is we don't paskin like the Baal HaMor.
Why wouldn't he be buried in a talus? They cut the tzitzis off.
Yeah.
It's just a shawl. But a tzitzis, talus is a shawl.
I know, but he never wore tzitzis, so therefore he never put it. Perhaps he never got buried in a talus either.
Okay.
That's a separate discussion. So either way, they point out that we fulfill the mitzvah in our Torah of tzitzis even without tcheles. So when the Radvina Rebbe said he figured out the Techeles, he sent a letter to the different Gedolim of the generation to tell them, do you agree, disagree, tell me why, tell me if you like it, you don't like it. So many responded, many didn't respond, most probably disagreed, and some agreed. But there's a letter from the Beis Halevi. The Beis Halevi was, let's say, the Rav from Boston. So his father was Rav Moshe Soloveitchik. His father was Rav Chaim Soloveitchik. And Rav Chaim Soloveitchik's father was the Beis Halevi. So the Beis Halevi...
Who's the Grizz?
Yeah, the Briska Rav, yeah. So they point out that he wrote back and said to him as follows. He didn't actually write the letter himself. One of his acquaintances wrote the letter. And he said, you know what? This is at this time they found it was the cuttlefish, whatever it was at the time that they thought. He said, you know what? If you could give me some historical reason why this fish disappeared now and previous generations couldn't figure it out, then I'll be the first to wear the tcheles. But this fish that you're telling me is the chilazon, my parents knew about it, my grandparents, all the gedolim knew about it of the previous generations, and they didn't say it was it. So if that's the case, then we have a mesorah that it's not it, because if it was it, the other great rabbis would have figured it out. If you could tell me, if you would have told me it was a fish that this guy rediscovered, we could discuss it. So therefore, the Beis Halevi rejected the opinion of the Radvina Rebbe. That's one version of the Beis Halevi. The Rav from Boston, Rav Soloveitchik, and the Briskers in Jerusalem, they come up with a different reason. They say, no, the Beis Halevi said even much stronger than that. He said, even if you could tell me 100%, you could prove through archaeology, scientific studies, dying, whatever you want to do, and you'll tell me, you could prove to me 100% that it's the Tcheles, you're still wrong. Even if you're right, you're wrong, because no matter what, we can't restore the mitzvah that's been lost from...
I'm wrong, I'm right.
Exactly. It's like you say, like Los Susser, even when the rabbis tell you left is right, you still have to follow them.
Yeah, but suppose one guy says left is right and the other guy says right is left. Which rabbi do you follow?
That's what we'll have to discuss when we get on the power of the Chachamim.
Oh, okay.
But either way, the Beit HaLevi is saying is, it does, and that's what the Aruch HaShulchan seems to write as well, that a lost mitzvah cannot be restored unless you have a Navi, a Mashiach, someone has to come and restore it. So basically, this version of the Beis Halevi closes the door on the topic. However, there's two versions of the Beis Halevi. What's the practical difference? The practical difference is in the early 1990s, others claimed they found the Techeles. But they said it was a snail that no one knew about. So according to the first version of the Beis Halevi, if you could come up with a good reason why we didn't know about this snail, he'll be the first one to wear Techeles. But if you go with the second version of the Beis Halevi, he's not interested. No matter what you tell me, it's wrong. So which is the more correct version of the Beis Halevi? So they asked Rav Elyashev this question. And Rav Elyashev thought the first version is correct, that if we could figure out through modern science, archaeology, other reasons, that it is a Techeles, and we could come up with a good reason why the previous generation didn't know why, so we're open to finding the Techeles. So they asked him, okay, if that's the case, so are you going to wear Techeles? So is this the real Techeles then? If you're telling me you're open to Techeles, is this the real Techeles? So he said, let me think about it. And he basically said, he basically didn't wear it. He came up, he said, no, he said, because who says this one's right? Maybe in 10 years from now, we'll disprove. This act, we know the Radvina Rebbe is wrong, Rav Herzog is wrong, all these are wrong. So you'll probably find out this one's wrong also. So he doesn't want people to wear the tcheles. But he doesn't really deal with the issue. He just says, maybe you're wrong, but maybe you're right. In fact, according to Rav Shechter's version, who wears tcheles, he says Rav Yashav agreed it was the tcheles. But that's what the tcheles people told him. If he thought it was the tcheles, then why didn't he come out and say it? He didn't say it because, number one, he asked him, if I tell you this is the tcheles, would you have enough tcheles for 20,000 charedim? Mm-hmm. The guy said no.
If he had enough for 40,000, he only gave one string.
And if you didn't have enough, and he said, how much would it cost to... You would have enough in the supply and demand, the price would cost $1,000. And he said, how could I tell people to wear a tcheles when there are thousands of charedim which are starving today? They don't have food for their families. If I told them to wear the tcheles, they'd spend $1,000 on tcheles and not get food for their kids. So therefore I can't tell them to wear tcheles, so therefore I'm not going to come out and say it.
Who is the Rebbe who said that?
That's Rav Yashav.
Oh.
According to...
Haredim?
What?
I guess he is.
Yeah, he's a... That's Rav Shechter's version of what happened. Others, they'll just say...
Of course, nothing's not the
same. Is there anything special you'd like to
do? Others will say... Others will say it's a tcheles. That he didn't like. So that's that was an issue. So we assume that's a fundamental issue. Number one, if you accept the Beis HaLevi's version, then we have to wait for the Mashiach. And if you don't accept, if you accept the other version of the Beis HaLevi, then there's what to discuss.
So I'll be the first one to wear.
What?
I'll be the first one to put them on.
So the question they.
The question they ask is, what about?
So let's assume it's suffix tcheles. Let's assume it's doubtful. We don't know. So we have a principle, suffix daraisa l'chumra. We have a general rule in the Talmud, a doubt regarding a biblical law was strict on. A doubt regarding a rabbinic law will lean you on.
So tcheles can't be rice.
So tcheles is a biblical mitzvah. So therefore, if I'm not sure, why don't I apply the principle of savik deraisa l'chumra? That's the kasha. So they say over in the yeshivas b'shem Rav Chaim. Rav Chaim Soloveitchik.
So many Soloveitchiks around
here. So when do we apply the principle? Savik deraisa l'chumra. That's only, let's say I have my Dalad Minim, my four species. I wasn't sure if mine is kosher. So you come to me, I come to you and say, could I shake yours? Yours you know are kosher. So then I say, I go and I shake, I don't want to make another bracha, but I go ahead and shake your lulav and esrog because savik deraisa l'chumra. Right? That's savik deraisa. So that's what we normally apply. If you're not sure if you did a mitzvah in our Torah, you do it over again. So it comes along with Rav Chaim and says, that's only if, by after you do it a second time, the doubt is resolved. But if the doubt's not going to be resolved after the second, third, and fourth time, so we don't apply the principle of Savik Daraisa L'chumra, and therefore, he says, by the case of Tcheles, it's not going to help. He has to talk about Tcheles, but we apply it to Tcheles, and therefore, we still have to go ahead and try to find and make sure it's the real Tcheles, so therefore, we don't apply Savik Daraisa L'chumra in this case. That's what the anti-group says. Comes along Rav Shechter and says, we do apply it. We do apply Safek Daraisa L'chumra. What about Rav Chaim's Taina? No.
You better get off the limb.
We see from the Ran in Sukkah differently. We see from the Ran that let's say it's the first day of Sukkot. where shaking dalad minim is biblical. Ulakachtem lachem beyom arishon. So the first day is biblical. So let's say the first day is over, but it's ben hashmashos. It's in between sunset and nightfall. Right? It's in between sunset and nightfall.
No, the first day and the second day.
So, and could what should you do? Should you bother shaking lulav of an esrog?
Why would you shake lulav of an esrog at night anyway?
No, it's not clear if it's night. It's suffik yom, suffik laila. So the Ran says to shake it. So we see from the Ran, even
what
though...
Day would it be? Even if you shake, he doesn't know what day.
Exactly. So that's what do we see from the Ran? We apply the principle of suffik deraisa l'chumra, even though after I finish shaking, I don't know if I got the mitzvah or not. So we see against Rav Chaim. Right? Because even though my suffik isn't resolved, but he still says to do it anyway. So that's the kasha. And so Rav Chaim seems to go against the Ran. So Rav Shechter says, I don't have to follow Rav Chaim if the Ran's against him. Comes along with Shlomo Miller from Toronto, from Lakewood. He says, no, don't take lightly the word of an Adam Gadol. Rav Chaim knew that Ran, don't worry. So what's the pshat? Rav Chaim would agree to the Ran, it's a big difference. The case of the Ran's case is, it's ben hashmashos, there's nothing else for you to do. Once I shake the lulav, that's it, there's nothing more for me to do. So if there's nothing more for me to do, so then I can apply suffik deraisa l'chumra and do it again. But in this case of the tcheles, what am I helping? Suffik deraisa l'chumra, I can still go out, I have to go make sure that the tcheles is real. So therefore, Rav Shlomo Miller says you still apply suffik deraisa l'chumra, and therefore that's why you wouldn't, according to him, you wouldn't, you don't apply suffik deraisa l'chumra, therefore you don't wear tcheles today. And Rav Shechter says, you do apply, you do wear. Rav Shlomo Miller says something else. He says, according to me, I think it's not the tcheles. So even if you're wearing the wrong tcheles, it doesn't make a difference. It's okay. If you're wearing the wrong blue dye, you still get your mitzvah tzitzis. So according to me, what you're doing is you don't ruin the mitzvah. But according to you, you have problems. Because according to you, you say it's the real tcheles. There's a machlokas rishonim. How many strings go on? Is it a machlokas Rashi, Rambam, and the Rive? Whether it's one string, two.
Instead of being lenient, he's stricter.
So he says, and since we don't know how to paskin that shaila, so he says if you put on one string and really you should put on two.
Well,
you violate Baal Tosif. You violate a biblical prohibition. And if you're supposed to put on two and you put on one, you violate. So he says. So he says, you're in trouble if you put on your tcheles. And so therefore he says, don't put on.
Now I know where the Baal Amor never wore tzitzis.
And Rav Shechter argues the opposite. Rav Shechter says, today, now that we have tcheles, if you don't wear it, he says, better not to wear tzitzis at all than to wear tzitzis without tcheles. That's Rav Shechter's opinion. Why? What's the logic?
I'm sure when he was a youngster, he didn't have
tcheles. Yeah, I know. Everyone agrees if there's no tcheles, you wear tzitzis.
Oh, but it's not us.
Right. The question is now.
Well, Lamar said it was us.
Yeah, that's for a different reason. He says there is no mitzvah. It's not us, or it's meaningless.
Well, yeah, just like you can wear anything.
No, I'm saying it's different. The Baal Amor says it's meaningless. You get no mitzvah. Rav Shechter's saying it's worse. Because he's saying like this, the halacha is, if
you, when would you make a bracha?
According to Rav Shechter?
Either one of them.
You make a bracha when you put on your tzitzis.
According to who? Respondents.
According to Rav Shechter,
the one who says it's no mitzvah, why would you make a bracha?
No, according to the Baal Amor, you wouldn't make a bracha, you wouldn't wear them.
That's something different, but when the one ordered by the one who said you wear them, it's okay to wear them, then he says that's a mitzvah.
Yeah, if you're the one who says to wear them, you make a bracha.
Okay.
So according to Rav Shechter, So according to Rabbi Miller, maybe you could argue if you wear the tchelet, maybe you should make a bracha because you're doing an aveira. But that's a separate question, whether mitzvah of aveira or not. But according to Rav Shefter, he's saying is because if you don't wear tzitzis, so you're not doing an aveira, you're just not fulfilling a mitzvah. But according to Rav Shefter, if you put on a four-cornered garment, if you put on a four-cornered garment, and we have the tchelet, you don't put it on.
We don't have anything left to do in our
say. Yeah, so he says you'd violate Baal Tigra. So therefore, Rav Shechter says that's a wild opinion. You know, most don't assume like. So others want to say, well, I'm not going to wear because it's mixing. It looks like he's showing off. Look, these great rabbis aren't wearing tchelet. I'm going to wear tchelet.
So Rav Shechter, the great rabbi that didn't wear tzitzis.
So Rav Shechter says you don't.
Baal Hamor is the only one. You ever hear of anybody, any other rabbis, you know?
No, but I'm saying
famous rabbis like that. It's really a.
You're not wearing tchelet.
I'm saying he's not wearing any kind of tzitzis. Really.
No, I know. Here I'm talking about is you're not wearing tchelet.
I wouldn't understand it, but I don't expect to, because like this guy, he has a good reason for it.
Oh, Baal Hamor?
Yeah, but I don't understand. You know, I don't know why he wouldn't wear tzitzis.
I'll tell you, his reason is simple. He says, because if you don't have tchelet, there is no mitzvah.
And if there's no mitzvah, you can't wear it at all?
What's the point? You could do anything you want, but there's a coin.
You can put it on, I guess, without a bracha.
Yeah, you could put it on, but you won't get a mitzvah, so what's the point? Why would you wear them? The only reason to wear them if it's a mitzvah. If there's no mitzvah, then what are you doing? It shows you're not doing it for the mitzvah then.
Well, but you only have to do it if you have a four-cornered garment. So
yeah.
If you don't want to wear a four-cornered garment, it's almost the same thing. It shows you don't care about the mitzvah. So.
I know, but here in that case, it's different because if you wear a four-cornered garment, you could get it. According to the Baal Hamor, there's nothing you could do.
Yeah,
there is no mitzvah, period.
There's no tzitzis.
Until we find tchelet.
You're saying there's no tzitzis, period.
Yeah, no mitzvah of tzitzis, period.
There's no tzitzis because we don't have the blue dye.
I know.
Anything else is no good.
Yeah, so the question is, according to the Baal Hamor today, if you found the tchelet, then you have more of a reason to do it because you can get the mitzvah. According to the Baal Hamor, you're restoring the whole mitzvah.
Could you see one of these rabbis in the last 50 years walking around without tzitzis?
No.
And people with it.
There was a minig.
Lock them up, I think.
There was a minig among the Sephardi kehilas. Only the rabbis wore tzitzis, not the balabatim. Because who are they? They're going to imitate Moshe Rabbeinu? They're nobodies. Moshe Rabbeinu is great. He wanted to fulfill more mitzvahs. But there was a minig in Sephardi
kehilas. The 613 mitzvahs only for the leaders? What's going on? I don't understand that either.
No, because tzitzis was a voluntary mitzvah.
What do you mean a voluntary mitzvah?
If you're wearing a four-quarter garment, then I'm obligated to put on.
Yeah, but there's a lot of assays that are, you don't do them if the situation doesn't demand it.
Yeah, like what?
Like hiring workers, if you don't have to pay them.
Yeah, that's something else. I'm not going to say compared to tefillin. Tefillin you have to wear every day.
Yeah.
That's I'm contrasting tefillin to tzitzis. Tefillin, you have to wear tefillin every day. Tzitzis, I don't have to. In theory, in practice, we do.
Right.
And that's why. So therefore, so we see there are different opinions, yesh v'yesh, of those today who put tchelas on their tzitzis, and those who don't. You know, speak to your local rabbi or posek to discuss the issue with him, whether he feels it's appropriate for you to go acquire.
The ones who wear the cheles,
yeah.
How do they attach them? Some people say the one, two, three, whatever it is they do that differently, or they're all doing it the same?
I ask that question to people. People do it differently. It depends.
Oh.
Even if you do cheles, not everyone agrees on how you do it. There are two different issues. There's one issue, do you wear it? And even if you do wear it, then how do you wrap it?
If you wear it And it is real Techeles, but you wrap it wrong. What's the final thing? It's just useless too.
It's no harm. Well, according to Ray Miller, it wouldn't be a harm. But you don't lose anything by it.
That's Miller.
No, yeah, Reb Miller says if it's fake tchelos, you don't lose anything by it. If it's real, you're running into problems. Reb Shechter holds, if it's real... Reb Shechter holds, if it's fake, it's not a problem. If it's real, you get a mitzvah.
Oh, but if it's not real, you don't get any problem.
No, there's no problem. Okay. You know, you miss me on a mitzvah lechatchila. We'll have to call it here. We'll have to continue,
That's all. That's all
I can absorb. No, that's just all.